Macmillan Audio presents Pray for Silence by Linda Castillo. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Three may keep a secret if two of them are dead. Benjamin Franklin. Chapter 1. Officer Chuck Skid Skidmore wished he hadn't indulged in that last cup of coffee. If it wasn't for the new waitress at the diner, he would have stopped at just one. But damn, she was cute. So he'd sat at the counter the entirety of his dinner break and sucked down caffeine like a 10-year-old gorging on Kool-Aid. Brandy obliged by keeping his mug full and entertaining him with her 20-something chit-chat and a full 2 inches of jiggling cleavage. He'd been eating at LaDonna's diner every night for 2 months now, since the chief assigned him the graveyard shift. He hated working nights. He respected the chief, but he was going to have a talk with her about getting back on days. Skid turned his cruiser onto Hogpath Road, a desolate stretch of asphalt bounded by Miller's Woods to the north and a cornfield on the south side. The cruiser's tires crunched over gravel as he pulled onto the shoulder. He was reaching for the pack of Marlboro Lights in the glove box when his radio crackled.
324, are you 10-8?